black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. I woke up, then I logged in to that Urban X where they be flexing with that blog in. Put it down, cause my little homie called in. Had to bail him out, he in trouble with the law again. Black skin can't win in the white world. Seen a brother kill his own kid for that white girl. We ain't wanna go to school, but we had to. Every February, it was scary in them classrooms. Shimmy y'all, shimmy yay. Old dirty bastards can't own dirty slaves, so they own dirty masters. Black Dot found a pot as a youngin', broke it down for his son, and now he serve it to the masses. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
Peace, peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Urban X Podcast. Oh, whoa. You're not back? Oh, now we're here. What's good, everybody? What's good?
Peace.
Want to put the mic in front of you?
Nah, I can hear myself lovely.
What's good, everybody? What's good? This is a special Wednesday episode.
Because
I won't be here tomorrow.
Because Malcolm will be on the road tomorrow, and then we're traveling the day after, so 2 days, whatever.
Yes, yeah, so we are not, we're not here tomorrow, we're here today. The screens is not messed up, this is actually live, we didn't pre-record this either.
We are live.
You just saw the technical difficulties at the beginning.
We are live.
What's good though, what's up? I know we just saw y'all on Monday.
I know, not a lot happening, but we're here.
Yeah.
Come on in. And we do have a few things to talk about. Mm-hmm. So what's been going on? Let's get a roll call.
I saw DC in the building, VA in the house, Austin, Texas, Durham, North Carolina, South Carolina.
VA.
Baldwin Harbor, Boston in the building.
Las Vegas in the building.
You know what I mean? What else? Yeah. What else?
Florida, Duval, Texas. Youngstown, Ohio.
Bahamas.
Pittsburgh, Montana, Illinois. Tampa Bay, Greensboro, Kingston, Jamaica. Man, the world is in the building. How about that?
What's good?
The world is in the building.
Somebody said that didn't. No. Well, he's going to. Are you doing your live Saturday?
I am. I'm doing the Hulk Saturday.
Yeah. So, for the members, is that only for the members?
Will I be doing? I think I might have to do it Sunday.
Okay.
It's going to get done one day this week for sure because I get back late Saturday.
Okay.
I just thought about that. So, yes.
Okay.
But I do need to put, I need you to put in the community section.
Ask questions.
So I can gather some questions. I already got some coming in.
Gotcha.
But yes, we will definitely be on, and it's for the members. I'm only doing this for the members.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And so it may leak out to the public afterwards, but I want to, the people that come on the screen and talk to me, that's what your $5 is for. Mm. You know what I mean? You get access, to the dot, and we can go through some things and answer some general questions.
Nice. Okay. So how was your 2 days since the show, or day since the show?
A day?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Good job.
You know, nothing really took place in the world too much. They're beating on your man.
Oh, finally, right?
Somebody finally got their hands
finally,
on him.
Finally, right?
That's not nice, Malcolm. You out here, you
he asked for
violence.
That. Malcolm didn't ask for that. He asked for that.
Yeah, he out there.
He's been like begging for somebody to put hands and feet on him for years at this point.
Where to send questions?
Either in the... Well, you put up an Instagram post, did you not?
Yeah, he might not be on my Instagram.
Instagram, person. Okay. Follow him on Instagram.
Instagram, Facebook, And I'm going to have a questionnaire
DMS on
up on YouTube. I'm going to put something in the community section where you can leave a comment. You can leave your question there. That'll go up tonight.
Okay.
Okay, I put it up, but it took the whole screen. It got weird with the, you know, yes, so you got to fix it correct.
I'll put it up in the community section in the membership as well.
Yes.
All right. Somebody said, I follow you on IG. Yeah, just hit us up. Somebody, all right, so we talked about the 6ix9ine thing real quick. Somebody said we falling for the fake. Did that look fake to you?
It almost looks staged in a sense. He's been out of the spotlight for a while, so I can't take nothing off the table. You know what I mean? In terms of the way this stuff is. First of all, what the hell did he have on?
He's at the gym.
Okay, he looked like he had a bubble coat on and some goddamn boom boom shorts.
They took his pants off. I don't know.
Did they?
Yeah, yeah. It's jumping.
Yeah. So that looked a little, it did look a little weird.
Why does everything have to be staged, Shia, man?
No, dude. You out of all people who's been very skeptical of a lot of things.
That didn't look staged.
That looked like a beat down to you, an official beat.
Yeah, he was, you know, in the fetal position.
Everybody's in the fetal position.
It didn't look like they were pulling punches, did it?
Yeah, I mean, you know. I don't
care how dedicated you are to the scam. They didn't look like they were pulling punches, did they?
It looked a little suspicious to me.
Why? Why?
The whole thing just looks staged.
Why?
Why not?
That's not an answer to anything.
Why not? You know what I mean? Now we're talking about him again. Shit looks staged to me, bro.
But you're not giving me an answer as to why.
Because he didn't... He shouldn't have been able to get up if we're going to whip your ass.
We're at the gym. I just catch you slipping. I'm going to just get you. And that's it. You supposed to kill him in the gym?
No, not kill
him. In LA Fitness, what are you supposed to do?
No, not kill him. First of all, what the fuck is he doing in LA Fitness? That's beside the point.
Okay.
Okay, all of that stuff is weird to me. It just didn't fit. It's sort of like when Kevin Durant fell 3 weeks ago. It just didn't look real.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And I have to question everything in this day and time because... We live in a state, like they're saying, Hassan Campbell channel is gone. Some people are saying they think he took the channel. I don't know. I don't know what this is all about. You know what I mean? I'm questioning everything. You look up in the sky, do you believe all that shit you see in the sky now?
Okay.
So I'm just saying, we'll see where it goes from there. What is he doing at the gym by himself?
Right.
You know, where's his team?
Right.
For all the greasiness that he talks. Somebody said he got beat down because he was talking about Puerto Rico in the baseball
class. I thought
he was
Puerto Rican, but he's Mexican, right?
Yeah, no, I think he is. His father's Puerto Rican, I believe.
Okay.
And he was talking about his father stepped out on him, so F the Puerto Ricans during the World Baseball Classic, and they put hands on him. I'm hearing all kind of stories.
Is that Juicy Smollett, Tekashi?
It's sort of like a... But that would make... just as much sense as if you caught him slipping after all this time.
But it... Okay, touche. I don't know. I think it's real.
Well, I'm going
with it's real.
Okay.
Shouts out to those guys.
Attention seekers have to continue to stay on your mind somehow, some way.
Right.
So that would not be far. Let's just put
what
it like
does
this.
Getting beat up do?
Dude, what does snitching do for you?
It didn't do anything for him. It hurt him.
No, he became.
No. When's the last time you heard of him?
He became one of the most popular trending people.
When is the last time you heard of anything? Past that first live when he got out. When is the last time you heard of him?
This right now.
Years. It's been 3 years.
Okay, but my point is, it's time for him. His money is running low.
Okay.
The adrenaline of being talked about is gone.
Okay.
And here he is. Finally getting beat down after all this time. And it just looks fake. That's all.
Okay. I didn't think it was fake, but that's just Malcolm.
Okay.
That's just me.
That's the great thing about this show. You have an opinion. I have one. Sometimes we agree. Sometimes we don't. TMZ has before and after footage. Okay. What does that mean? The fact that TMZ has before footage. What the fuck? Excuse me. What are they doing at the gym?
People, you know what TMZ stands for?
Yeah, I get it.
People sell stuff to TMZ.
Right. So they buy the footage.
Yeah,
I get it. Okay.
Just saying. We'll see. Who's right in this? And if I'm right.
Nursing degree scandal? Yeah, we've been talked about that.
In Florida, right? Yeah, we've been talked about that.
And there's going to be major lawsuits to see the guy behind that because Look how many people died as a result of unqualified people or unqualified people. My lawsuit is already filed if I've lost a family member, because who's to say? And it was a lot of them.
It was a lot of them, yeah.
Who went and got them fake degrees and they put them to work due to the emergency of the situation. These people just went to work. Mm. And you sitting on the job like,
yeah.
Ventilator. Maybe you just turn it up.
Just killing people, yeah.
Killing people.
More air is good, right?
More air. Okay, let's just, when all else fails, just give them more air.
Yeah.
Wow. This.
Yeah.
Ooh, let me go down the hall because I'm unaccounted for. Let me just go down another section as soon as the ish hits the fan.
So somebody said, where did George Zimmerman go? I think, so this is just human, I don't even think human nature, but just our society. When it's considered like street stuff, that is, I feel like, deemed more doable and accessible in a term as far as when you want to get somebody, right?
Uh-huh.
But Zimmerman, he's looked at as, I guess, like the white man, so people have not touched him yet.
Yeah, and that's the sad part.
That is the sad part.
That means his whiteness insulated him, even though he killed the black guy.
Exactly.
And even though it started a whirlwind of things, and he can get his autograph.
Yeah, and selling Skittles.
His autograph on Skittles. He's taunting, and yet, but we're so quick, and I know people want to say, that's black on black, whatever. We're so quick. It's just innate. We will blow another black man's top clear off.
Yo, that video from Miami.
Stepping on your foot.
That video from Miami,
that was vicious.
Bro.
They caught that dude, too.
They did?
Yeah, okay. They caught him.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Look how...
Everybody's out, no matter how many witnesses.
It don't matter.
He emptied it.
But yet this guy can pretty much... And you mean to tell me we don't have intel to like somebody just laying low, scheming to put that work in? But if you run off with a couple of packs, dude, you need to be looking over your shoulder, right? Because they coming to get you, your own people.
Yeah.
And this dude, I mean, you know, so that's why I miss me with all that gangbang stuff. And this is one dude who don't even walk around with security.
Mm-hmm.
And he can't get knocked off. I'm not promoting violence.
Allegedly.
You got to press the button.
I'm not promoting violence.
You got to press the button.
But I'm just showing the similarities or the comparisons on how quick, because that was some street-ish to me. You know what I'm saying? Mm. I know it wasn't labeled street-ish, but it was. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Homie coming home with Skittles and an iced tea. You know what I mean? And you put him down. That's street-ish to me. So, and then had he just went on about his business, stayed out of the public eye like Bernard Goetz.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Bernard Goetz? Well, this is before you.
Way before, because I didn't know what you're talking about.
He shot those four kids on the train in New York City.
Okay.
And he said, "You don't look so bad." He went and clocked a few more of them. Because they tried to rob him, but he had his joint on him. And he just kind of disappeared after he beat the trial. He beat the charges, I believe, or it might have just got with a gun charge or something. But he just vanished, like, you know, which is the way you're supposed to do it. This dude pulled the OJ.
Yeah.
OJ just back around, and they asking OJ about other killer trials. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The lawyer trial.
I heard
the details. And what he should have did was,
they treating him like an ex-NBA player. covering the finals.
Covering the finals.
So, like, would you see here? Like, would you?
Well, I immediately noticed that the way the body was scrawled out.
Yeah.
Dude,
I wouldn't have did it that way.
I wouldn't have did it. That was too messy. You know, I'm like, what? So Zimmerman wanted the fame that went with it, because this fame and this attention, it is intoxicating.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He was all over the news. He had more support than you can imagine. There were people sending him letters, white people just really supporting him. And he felt like a hero.
Yeah, I remember Odyssey was watching the Jeffrey Dahmer joint.
Yes.
And they were showing like how many like fans he had and
just
stuff like that.
You know, so that attention makes you feel wanted, makes you feel... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And as a result of that, Zimmerman took it until it was no longer there. You know what I mean? And then when the anniversary comes up, Every year, his name will pop up for a few minutes. And, you know, so, yeah.
Because the reason why I even brought Zimmerman up, because I saw somebody write it in the chat just now. And I got Mod on Twitter because Steven Jackson was talking about NBA players having to check in to certain neighborhoods, certain cities when they go.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked the question, like, do white players have to check in when they go to these cities? You get what I'm saying? So, yeah. Like, why is that our culture? Like, why is that NBA players have to check in with street dudes to be able to function around the city? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
this
is, you know, as a result
It's just a decent way or a legal way to extort you.
But why do black people have to go through
Why do black people go through all the craziness we go through? And white people look at us like savages. You mean you're going to steal from your own people? Don't get me wrong. I know what the mob and the mafia and how they get down. But even that's a little bit more organized. Mm. They don't mess too much with civilians. They let you live. All of that industry stuff is covered by Russian mafia, Jewish mafia, just mafia in general. That would be the equivalent of the black mafia.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Sure, it could be a little bit more organized, but when you making a lot of money and the Russian mafia want in, they want in. Or the Italian mob want in, or the music industry is run by the Jewish mob.
Allegedly.
Let's just say allegedly, right? If they want in or they don't want to pay you your contract or so whatever the case may be, it happens. So we are always 300 years behind. So what our organization in forming organization looks crazy in the beginning, but 50 years from now, that'll be protocol.
Gotcha.
But it will come with a bunch of fringe benefits. Like, dude, these dudes here, I'm down with them too.
Mm-hmm.
They want to get you.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason they're not going to get you is because I'm standing here. Mm-hmm. You pay me, I pay them. Everybody's good. Everybody good.
Yeah.
The police run up on you, you moving drugs. Hey, I got a team of 8 guys. Mm-hmm. They're going to let you know when dudes is about to bust down on you. Every now and then, you give me a bust, so we look good. Everybody good.
Yeah.
You saw Scarface, you know? He said, I'm not going to shoot you. Manolo, shoot that piece of shit. You know what I mean? So this is what organized crime is. It's just that we late to the party, and we a little sloppy. I think that would be the best way
to describe
it. You coming to my city, you making millions.
That's fine.
Hey. We want a piece of the pie.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's a couple of iconic hip-hop people who've been doing this for years.
Mm.
But they so smooth about it, you never hear their names. One, you be like, him? Yes, him.
Mm.
They've been extorting these dudes because most of these dudes ain't nowhere near about it.
Speaking of hip-hop, people got mad at us because we didn't cover something last year that I didn't even know about.
No, I didn't know about it either. I usually stay abreast of that stuff.
Like, I ain't covered a protest at the hip hop museum. I didn't know about it. And the hip hop museum not even open yet. So how they protesting something that ain't even open
Well,
yet?
What's happening is, as we transition into that, they're building the hip hop museum.
Yes.
And hundreds of millions of dollars went into this.
Yes.
Just so you know, a lot of money. So it's a lot of big wigs involved.
Okay.
But the head, the chairman of this, or the, you know, the one who's sitting on the top of the board, is a guy named Rocky Bacano or something.
Mm.
And he's a black guy.
Oh, okay.
He's like Spanish. And his right-hand man, DJ LG, from what I'm understanding, is they're part of the Universal Zulu Nation. And so, even though Afrika Bambaataa himself is not the figurehead, they represent Afrika Bambaataa's interest.
Got it.
And this, so there's a sister named, I think her name is Layla.
Layla Wills,
yes. Who's been spearheading since the beginning, since Star, she jumped on it with Star to advocate for the victims. Now, originally she had Hassan Campbell was supposed to be down, Ronald Savage, Islam, a bunch of people came forward and interviewed with her. And as a result of that, and this was before the museum was coming up. So once the museum came out and these allegations against Afrika Bambaataa surfaced, he had to take a back seat. So Rocky became And Rocky has stipulations in place. He can't be outvoted. His seat is lifetime.
Oh.
Yeah, he put some stipulations, so he cannot be removed. So, which is a weird thing.
Yeah.
He cannot be voted out. But long story short, for years, you didn't see any remnants of the Universal Zulu Nation at the museum.
Right.
But ever since they got the latest funding from the city, $5 or $6 million, now Universal Zulu Nation, according to her, is plastered all over the place.
Oh.
So now they're like, we got our money, like over where the DJ stand is, I see the Universal Zulu Nation sign there.
How'd you see that?
It's in pictures.
Oh, and
you know, every time they do the photo ops,
you see all of the
artists there. And as a result, this Monday, there's a protest, I think, speared by her.
Okay.
At City Hall to have Rocky or Rocco and LG removed.
Okay.
As a part of the board members. So according to her, because I watched one of her videos, she has no problem with the museum itself.
Okay.
But she don't think that those who have charges against them, because remember, Afrika Bambaataa was charged. Nobody responded from the Zulu Nation, so it's still allegations. And as a result of that, she don't feel that somebody who is being charged with child trafficking or whatever the case may be should be involved with this museum. Now, Fat Joe recently came out after all these years and finally spoke his piece in regards. And see, what's happening is this protest is starting to pick up steam.
Mm.
And so now individuals got to get out in front and deal with it, when before you figure about now, ain't nobody talking about it.
What was Fat Joe's?
His stance was, he don't, like most people, every time I encountered Afrika Bambaataa, he was an upstanding citizen or whatever, and he's never seen nothing out of pocket himself.
Isn't he from, he's not from Bronx River, he's from,
no, he's from Forest Project.
Gotcha.
But he did say, if the allegations are true, he's a piece of shit and he should die. That's what he said. And so, but he was saying, you know, some other statements about we the ones who always tear ourselves down. And so that struck me a little bit like, okay, I understand you're not gonna go full head and throw Bambaataa under the bus.
Yeah.
But you can't play
both sides
of the fence.
I always hate that statement. Like, if we always tearing ourselves down. If it's something wrong that happened, it was wrong that happened.
Right. And see, that's my concern and issue. And it's always been that most of these artists have been quiet. A lot of artists who should have something to say have said, I spoke on this 6 years ago when it happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Professor Griff spoke on it. Chuck D spoke on it. A few other individuals spoke up on it. We know what KRS-One's stance was. And that is, Afrika Bambaataa should be absolved of anything, even if he did it. And I had a serious problem with that. You know what I mean? Because it says that what he did for hip hop supersedes humanity itself.
Yeah, that was crazy.
And then he doubled down on those statements. So I was a little confused by those statements in general. But, you know, there's a lot of secrets that if they came out, a lot of people, when I say a lot of people, name is in that ledger, is in that book of the penises and all that.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Among other things.
It's a family show.
Yeah, well, penis is not a bad word.
You know what the hell I meant.
Not a bad word.
Jeez.
And all of a sudden, this show is not a PG show.
I was joking.
Okay, I'm about to say.
I was joking.
You're making me a little nervous.
I was joking.
I know I got to tighten up, but sheesh. So that's the gist of this.
Yeah.
And so now, Eric Adams, the mayor, is going to Bronx River tomorrow.
Oh.
He's going to do something. He's trying to get out in front of the protest that's going to take place in City Hall on Monday.
It's a protest at City Hall now?
Later, James. Wills.
That's okay. I thought it was going to be at the museum site.
No, that's going to be at City Hall.
It's going to be at City Hall.
Monday.
Okay.
So, by him going out to Bronx River on Thursday, it's almost like he's trying to get out in front because they, you saw that big press conference with all of them there, kumbayaing, they got the money, they're going to do this big thing for the culture. But the stain of this issue, and it's a quagmire because Afrika Bambaataa's contributions are paramount when you're going to tell the whole story. So how do you tell his story and yet, or maybe you could be like, this is what he did, but to have him sitting on the board or have an influence on the board, that may be a conflict of interest or too much. So in a nutshell, that's what's going on.
Okay, you know Eric Adams' son got an album release party happening too.
When is that?
I don't know, but
his son got an album out?
Yeah, yeah.
What kind of music his son do?
I think he's a rapper. I don't know.
Really? Young Mouth got a son out?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. You saw, but I did send you a picture of somebody with an album called I Am, Mr. Fab. His album is called I Am.
Was it his album or song?
It might be a song. Might be a song, but it's called I Am. And it's, you know, just some things to think about.
Tired of this, man.
Well, you know what it is.
Yeah.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So, the Osley Brothers are going at it. No, before we get there, I want to stick to hip-hop. Pete Rock was calling out a lot of the producers now because he's saying they're sampling songs from like 3 or 4 years ago.
Yes, that's a stretch.
Yeah, like y'all are saying, and then sampling songs that were samples of other samples.
Yes, yes.
Like now it's just
the
like...
The originality like is four going levels so down far out of the window.
In Inception now,
because
yeah.
I'm not going to lie, a few songs came on and I'm like, oh, that's my... What?
Yeah.
You're already sampling this song?
Yeah.
But again, all bets is off when you have a million producers now.
Yes.
See, when Pete Rock and them came up, there was only a few producers and they were sampling, paying homage, digging in the crates and finding, you know, these... abstract samples and loops and Jay Dilla was like
a specific drum.
Yeah,
like
so masterful at it.
Yeah.
Now dudes are just hear a hot record. It's low hanging fruit. Diddy started this though.
Okay.
With the Hit Squad because he just went and just said, I know that song was a hit. Let's just take the vocals off it, put our vocals on it and make it a hit. No disrespect not the Hit Squad. Or whoever his team was. So he kind of removed the ingenuity and creativity from it. He just went straight, I know this is a hit. Let me just put it out.
Well, that's what everybody's doing now. I don't know if you guys seen like the back and forth between Hit-Boy and Young Berg, a.k.a. Hit-Maker.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So they've been going back and forth. But a lot of people, because Berg, his whole thing is, okay, you got music, you know, you got hits, but are they playing on the radio? His whole thing is radio. And Hit-Boy right now, he is on, I think, one of like the most legendary runs I've seen in a minute.
He's on a legendary run.
Right? With Nas, Beyonce's joints, Benny the Butcher. He just got albums that he's been like really producing. He got Grammys now. You get what I'm saying? So we're seeing the age-old battle when it comes to artistry and
commercialism.
And commercialism playing between these two producers now. And I think it's interesting. But people, I think, are waking up to going, all right, I want to see Berg produce a song from scratch. Like, because all his joints are samples of samples of samples.
Yes.
And apparently, because I've been reading rumors that he got teams of people who do the whole thing. He'll add something, throw his name on it, and say, all right, this is me.
Dr. Dre used to do that.
Yeah.
DJ Quick produced a lot of that stuff. And, you know, so that's not an uncommon thing. But remember, the love for your culture or there's so many different kind of artists now.
Yeah.
There are those who go, this is easy money for me to take a song that people like, do some skibbity-dip hip-hop shit on top of it,
yeah,
and make a hit. And then there are those who cherish and honor the skill set and be like, no, these lyrics mean something to me.
Yeah.
I'm going to put my time into it. And then you got the underground artists who can rap rings around these dudes, really jealous of these dudes because these dudes are like, this is just a business for me.
Yeah.
I just saw an opportunity to take a hot record that my mother used to listen to, put my vocals on top of it, and I'm getting paid, and you worrying about the craft and the skills and how you can double and triple entendre, but that's what art is. You know what I mean? Yeah. Some people, and we had this conversation on the last show about AI. Mm-hmm. Real artists who take their time to create these images, and now I can go, hey, chat,
yeah,
give me a picture of a gorilla on a motorcycle with a mohawk.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah. Boom.
Yeah.
And I put my name on it, and people are clapping. Mm-hmm. And I go, yeah, well, what I did was I sat around, you know what I'm saying? And then in 15 seconds, that's how much of a genius I am.
Yeah.
I created this 20 seconds. So you do have that argument going on with Young Bird, mm-hmm, and Hit Boy,
yeah,
who's going, nah, I'm crafting this from the bottom, and you just grabbing low-hanging fruit. And so for Young Bird, it means more to be on the radio.
Yeah, that's all he cares about.
It means
about.
More to be working with somebody like Nas.
Yeah, that's all he cares about.
So neither one is wrong.
Right.
They have their intention on what it is that they're looking to get out of what they're getting out of. Because I used to hate, we used to call them happy rappers. In my day, this dude is just a happy rapper. Mm. Will Smith was a happy rapper.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
When we was taking time, Rapper's Delight, these was happy rappers. Mm. Where the hell they even come from?
Yeah.
They just threw them together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's the age old battle between, you know what I mean, what you see going on. And Drake is in that conversation too. But he has mastered making records that people just love to hear.
Yeah.
So no, I don't put him in a category with a Nas or even a Kendrick Lamar.
Listen.
But he has his own lane.
Yeah, listen.
And he has mastered making a hot record.
And when Drake decides to rap.
Oh no, he can rap if that's what he if he wrote it.
Them joints with the slow beats and him
talking his talk better than anybody. No, I'm gonna give him his props.
I'll be having to pause that.
But it is clear
true.
That, you know, he has a team which to the listener, the average listener, don't care if Barry White wrote the song or Stevie Wonder wrote the song. Is it a hot song? Mm-hmm. Does it make you feel good? Did it resonate with you? That's all I'm worried about. Only the true, you know, the purists are concerned with that. And they're getting smaller and smaller.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because the reference point is what you see.
Well, go ahead.
And then you got people who just make records for strip clubs.
That too.
And they sell out. And you've never heard them outside of the strip club.
Yeah, too.
You know what I mean? So there are markets for all of this kind of
stuff. Yeah, and I think going back to artistry, because the sister on the last show, when she was talking about the AI art, she seemed like really, really perturbed by this.
And passionate about her work that she probably went to school for.
Right.
Got a degree in and spent hours crafting. And now here comes something to go, I can do that in 15 seconds.
Right. So like... Always try to build your own niche, your own audience. And that's what you're talking about. There's people who just make money, music for the strip clubs.
Yes.
Right? Or just for the clubs. Or drill music.
Well, I'm just saying that's a genre now.
It is a whole genre.
That's a whole genre.
It's dangerous.
It's very dangerous, but it's a genre nonetheless.
Yeah.
So when you sit down to be creative, your intent is going to manifest in the energy put in it. You know what I mean? So you got certain people that just make hits after hits. Lil Wayne was making his mixtapes was out of this world.
Yeah, he was bugging.
Right?
Yeah.
So once you get the formula, and the formula for Drake in particular is that it's no formula. He's not stagnant. He moves the Jamaicans are hot. Let me go
with Drake, it's incredible to me because you would hear something the first time you hear it. You just, this is trash. What is this? And then you would hear it doesn't even have to be like programmed on high radio. You would just hear it again. You just like, this is actually hot.
This is hot.
Because his last album, not the one with 21, the one before that.
The
house music one.
I like that.
Yo, when I first heard it, I was like, this is garbage.
And then one day I was just playing it in the house.
Exactly.
Yo.
Exactly.
This got some slaps.
Exactly,
on it. Yeah, so again, knowing your formula, creating, would you rather create a team? This is a question I can put out to the chat. Create a team that it's like a corporation.
Yeah.
A corporation runs with many moving parts. The creative department, the finance department, the this, that. Now, he has created a team of writers and musicians that when he steps in the booth, this is a hit.
Yeah.
Do you have a problem with that when you in your car and you driving and it's a hit? Or is he selling out? Or he should go down and be one of them underground Jay Electronica dudes or something who got crazy bars. But selling no records. And, you know, but we giving him more props.
Yeah.
Do women in particular care about bars?
Yeah.
Or do they care about when this come on in the club and they grab their drink?
They hookah.
Yeah, they hookah.
Yeah.
That is slamming. Or they in the shower because my daughter takes hour and a half showers.
Yeah. Yeah. And just be blasting music, bro.
She'll go through a whole set of songs.
Yeah, bro. I'd
be like, what the hell is she in there? If I was paying for water, I'd have to go outside and cut the goddamn water off. You know, because she'd be in there for a minute, you know? But she'll go through a whole hour. That's how I know about her and SZA listening to her through the shower. I'm like, oh, that's a slap right there.
That's funny.
So, you know, they don't care about that.
Yeah.
This is a business, and you got to see it as a business or never complain about so-and-so selling records and you not.
That too.
Don't complain about that. Make something that people want to dance to.
We want to go into this next one because I saw this topic happening on Twitter today. 50 Cent and Lil Wayne.
What's going on with 50 Cent and Lil Wayne?
No, no. Well, not them two directly, but people were talking about them two, like, as artists and their legacies and which one.
So give me the skinny on it.
The skinny, where people were just arguing them two, like, which one had a bigger global impact or bigger impact on music.
I'm going to say Lil Wayne's impact on the underground and young people was undeniable.
Right.
The skateboard community.
No.
No, no.
They don't respect him. They didn't respect him.
No, they rock with him a little bit.
They did not respect for a long time.
Okay.
And they didn't like Pharrell. They didn't like
Lil. They rock with him now.
Now they do. Okay. He got an Ollie and a kickflip now. But
he represented a rebellious energy. Mm-hmm. He was young.
Yeah.
So he had a movement with that. 50, on the other hand, shook up the entire industry. He came for heads.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He took on the biggest.
He had a video game.
So. And the baddest of them all. So both of their impacts, I don't think Lil Wayne had a bigger record than In the Club.
Exactly.
I don't think he had a bigger album than Get Ready
Get
to
Get Rich or Die. Even because somebody just put in the chat that Lil Wayne never had a classic album. I think the Carter 3. I said the Carter 2.
Okay, I thought which one had Lollipop on it?
That's the Carter 3.
That one was.
I think the Carter 2. I think for like people who are like Lil Wayne fans who kind of point to that one and go, that was the one that. Because that weight between the Carter 2 and the Carter 3, that's what he made his legend.
Okay, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's what he really did. Like that mixtape run was between those two albums.
Yeah, so. But 50 only had two albums.
He had three.
Three, but Massacre.
And Curtis was dope.
Curtis was dope too. But then I got to give, look how 50 has transitioned into other things. You know, so he found the lane that not even Jay-Z and them were in. You know what I'm saying? With these movies. So we got to look at it in its totality. For a minute, Wayne became a drug head who almost vanished off the scene.
Yeah, then he just emerged because he's been cooking lately.
But is it too late?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This is hot. Lil Uzi Vert.
Oh.
Yeah, that song is a heat rock. And I'm saying, you know, what's the big deal? And then I heard it full blast.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is a heat rock. He's a little weird.
Yes, he is. He's very weird.
Very weird.
Yes.
But I'm just talking about from the music standpoint.
Yeah.
So I would probably say 50 has that.
Yeah, no, that's what I thought.
I would say
he had a video game, bro. Like,
yeah.
He had a video game, man. Like, come on.
They both, you know, they had their moment.
Yeah. I thought it was an interesting conversation. All right, we're gonna take a quick commercial break.
Yes,
and we shall return
to our podcast listeners. Please rate and review this podcast for us because it helps our podcast grow, and we need all the support we can get. We thank you for your continued support. Now, back to the number one Father and Son podcast.
And we're back.
Listen, this sale is still going on.
Yes, I totally forgot to talk about that at the top of the show. Listen, we got a couple left, man. A couple of these embossed hoodies left. They're 50% off on the site, shopurbanx.com.
Yeah, it's on the Spendel right now.
Below the video right now, if you can see it. Yeah, that's it, man. Until Friday, we're going to let
Friday,
it.
Friday, I can't let it go no more than
other
Friday.
Other than that, listen.
Because then I got to close that chapter and start designing some new stuff.
Because he thinks he's Virgil.
Yeah, yeah, for the spring. I have a new spring line I have to roll out. I have to change my energy. You know, this summer, this winter stuff is getting on my nerves.
Yeah.
So get one, get two. Most people have been buying two. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So buy two or three. Or four.
Just get them out of here.
Just get them out of here.
Just clogging up my mental space.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I need to clear my mental space for spring. And so I can't, but I can't do it no more than in Friday.
That's a fact.
You get paid Thursday, get it, jump on it, and get that thing moving.
All right.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Are we in Ramadan right now, too?
Yes, we are, actually. So shouts out to the people who are participating.
Yes. Is that Lent too? Like Ash Wednesday? Or
I think that's been going on
for a while.
For a while. Yeah.
And this is 322. So
yes.
This is
a lot happening today.
Skull and Bones Day.
Somebody said happy Skull and Bones Day in the
happy
chat.
Happy Skull
earlier.
And Bones. Yep. It's a lot going on.
It's a lot going on today.
Yeah.
Somebody said, y'all need more big boy sizes though. They gone.
They gone, man.
We told y'all.
I didn't. Listen.
We had some 5Xs and everything.
Some 5Xs
man.
In there, bro.
We don't usually carry sizes that big. We had 6Xs. That's right. They were gone.
They gone.
Yeah.
They were gone.
Watch mine for the first time looks even better. See? It's a fact.
Yeah, side note, if you have the one with the crystals in it,
dry clean it, please.
Please dry clean that. Don't throw that in the washing machine, because even if one crystal comes off that,
it looked crazy.
So put it in the dry cleaners. Spend that $4 or $5, you know, keep it nice and, you know, preserve it, you know? Yeah.
So Rudolph Isley of the Isley Brothers is suing Ron Isley for the trademark registration for the Isley Brothers solely under Ron Isley's name.
Okay, so let me get this right. He's trying to own Ron Isley?
No. The Isley Brothers, yes.
So
Ron Isley owns that.
How many brothers are there?
I don't know. I think it was like five of them.
Okay, but it's only two left in the group or something?
Yeah.
Or how does that work? Where's the rest of them?
Well, Rudolph, I don't remember him.
No, I only remember Mr. Biggs.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure he want to go against Mr. Biggs. But come on, how are you going to cut your brother out of the legacy, bro?
Well, He's not out the legacy.
Dude, I own the name. You can't tour without me. You can't.
He's not trying. Rudolph ain't trying to go. Who the hell is Rudolph Isley?
No, because he could. No, let me explain to you. He can get a whole bunch of other people around him performing at Atlantic City, the Isley Brothers. And technically,
okay,
he's an Isley brother.
Okay.
Now, it's like the Jacksons. You didn't want to see the Jacksons without Mike. It's like the Jacksons, like. Not the Jackson 5, just the Jackson. They went with that. The Jacksons.
Yeah.
But no Mike, huh?
Yeah.
You know, so I understand that. But there's money to be made, you know.
Yeah.
Publishing. There's a lot of stuff going on, man. And I earned the name. I'm one of the brothers. Mm-hmm. Don't do me like that.
No, I heard he got some writing credits on a few of the hits.
Of course. That's probably where his strength is in writing. You know, they all played a role. He wasn't just in the group for nothing.
Yeah.
And this late in the game, you're going to try to pull that on me? I'm liable to stab you. I'm liable to stab you, son.
Yo, so, you know, there's
we 80 years old.
They old. There's a movie coming out. I think it's based on, like, the disco era or something like that. And they got Jason Derulo playing Ron Isley.
Jason Derulo.
Exactly. He's a big, like, pop guy.
That makes no sense.
Yeah. Yeah, they got the big pork chop sideburns on and all. Yeah, yeah.
Even Houdini, the DJ owned the name for Houdini.
Okay.
He went ahead of himself, Master D, and copyrighted with the name, so Houdini couldn't tour.
That is foul, man.
He couldn't tour as Houdini. And that means your name.
Yeah, people go, wait.
And usually the DJ is usually the one we don't need.
Right.
So, okay, we don't really need you.
Yeah.
People know a Ja Lil and the other brother's name.
That's five.
Escapes
man.
Me at the moment. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he owned the name. And so they couldn't tour. So you'll get a lot of that. Mm-hmm. People will go behind you and steal the name. And, you know, they own the rights.
Yeah, I always think that's fine. You know, like, stories like that always make me sad.
Yeah, but
like,
but is there something else going on with that?
Yeah, or, man, y'all are brothers, man.
And dude, y'all been in the, dude, you know, they've been on the charts since the 50s.
Yeah.
Scream and Shout, Twist and Shout. They wrote that. Mm. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Dude, they've been on the charts since the 50s.
Yeah, sad.
It is. They've been on the charts for 70 years, off and on. You know,
yeah.
Mr. Big, R. Kelly brought Mr. Big back. And then he had, you know what I mean? I didn't recognize them during the verses, though.
Oh, especially Ron. I was like,
I don't know
hell?
What that was. So.
What the hell?
Yeah. But whatever they're doing, because Smokey, the Isley Brothers, Tina Turner, Grace Jones,
yeah,
Patti LaBelle, Gladys Knight, I call them the immortals.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Stevie Wonder, they all sound amazing, mm-hmm. and they all still look pretty good to be in their 70s.
That's why I said Smokey on that Botox.
Oh yeah, Smokey on his shit is like, he was out there like this, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Cruising together. I was like, my nigga, calm it down, Smokey.
Oh man!
Calm it down. Yeah. So he definitely on something.
Oh man!
Lionel Richie, they all sound amazing, and they all still look, you know, pretty decent.
Yeah. You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So, guys, have you guys heard about these chemical clouds that are popping up in front of chemical clouds, fires that are happening
all over the country?
Chemical cloud in Louisiana, hazmat suits had to come out. They're trying to rectify that situation. There was an explosion in Texas.
Yes.
That hazmat people had to come and try to correct that situation. There's a lot happening.
And remember, what happened to the Trump situation?
Oh, facts. Word.
You know what I'm saying? No word. No arrest. No nothing. All a big distraction. These banks are failing across the country.
Yo.
Get your money.
Yo.
I'm not promoting fear. I never promote fear. But it's no reason you shouldn't have some money under the mattress, some battery-operated socks, blankets, and some water.
Canned food, too.
Definitely canned goods, bro. You got to suspend your diet during the state of emergency.
What's happening in this country is so odd to me because it feels like as a country, we should be bracing for outside enemies, okay?
Mm-hmm.
China just brokered a deal with Saudi Arabia and Iran.
Yes.
Two different types of Muslims.
Yes.
And they got them to shake hands like, look, right? And apparently, I think Iran might be in talks, or one of the two might be in talks to joining BRICS,
mm-hmm.
right? That's the alliance with, Brazil, Russia? India.
India.
China, South Africa.
Yeah, something like that.
Right? Correct me if I'm wrong.
You know the acronym.
Yes, right? They in talks of joining BRICS. Apparently, Iran, or one of these countries, I want to get it right now for you guys because I don't want to get this wrong.
Yeah, so
don't want to get this. Hold on. So one of these countries is in talks of paying their debt off in the Chinese currency, mm-hmm. and ditching the American dollar. Okay, so I want you guys to understand what's happening with this BRICS situation. These are all of America's enemies, and like, you know, the frenemies. Like what we only have a really financial interest in these countries. They're all teaming up and dropping America off, right? So as we are here fighting over whatever, right? Democrat, Republican, FBA, non-FBA.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, trans. While we're fighting over all of this stuff in-house, there are countries making moves.
Major moves.
And we're going to be left in the dust because we're worried about stupid stuff.
Yeah. Somebody asked me about the battery-operated socks. That's for the winter time when you don't have no heat. And, you know, they got blankets and socks and clothing now that will heat up. And, you know, this way, you know, hypothermia or just, you know, you got to kind of be prepared for all situations.
So it was Saudi Arabia who's talking about settling all of their oil trades in the Chinese currency.
And if that happens, because what makes America great is our dollar bill.
Right.
In the grand scheme of things.
The collective agreement that
the American dollar is strong.
Yes.
And when it's no longer strong, you know, and we got enemies on top of enemies outside of America. You know what I'm saying? That would love to see the big, bad king of the West, so to speak, fall.
Mm-hmm.
So keep that in mind. Keep all of that in mind.
Somebody said, U.S. currency is no longer the world's reserve currency. Yeah, yeah. And that's upsetting, right? Like I just said, they have us just so worried on... Because you wouldn't know about what the Chinese just did with Saudi Arabia being in there because nobody's talking about that.
Right, absolutely.
That is a huge deal.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
Huge deal.
Yep. Well, America not going to tell you. So you... And see, this is where alternative news comes in.
And one of the Biden administrators just said that peace talks in Ukraine are unacceptable.
Wow.
Okay?
Wow.
So that goes to show you right there that this was never about Ukrainian freedom or anything like that. Because if they want peace, if they want to talk, okay, yes, let's stop this. And America's going, no, y'all keep fighting because we have a vested interest of trying to fight Russia without actually fighting Russia.
Yes. Yes.
Craziness.
Pawns on the board.
Yes. Craziness.
Lord knows that we don't need no battery socks in Florida. I know that's right.
Yeah. I heard Florida rent going up, man. What's going on down there, man?
Well, you know, the price goes up. Everybody going down there, yeah. Everybody going down there.
You're listening to the sounds of Urban X.
So, apparently there was a tornado in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I saw it. I saw it.
Yeah, we're talking about these storms. It's crazy.
I saw it. Yeah, some kind of, rain, hail, snow, and earthquakes. You know what I mean? It's a lot going on. Yeah,
damn it.
And I will say this, though. They are masterful at keeping you thinking ain't nothing happening.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you are on the frequency.
Yeah.
To know, okay, let me dig a little deeper. Because the average people in this country, they don't have a clue.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a clue of what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Japan just beat America in the World Baseball Classic last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah, what does that mean? Could mean nothing.
Right.
Could mean something. You know how that goes.
I didn't know that. Mm.
Yep.
So the SEC, they charged eight celebrities, including Lindsay Lohan and Jake Paul, with illegally touting cryptocurrency and failing to disclose what they were paid. This is happening a lot. We just spoke on Monday about those YouTubers who are getting sued for $1 billion class action lawsuit for promoting FTX.
Yes.
Right? Crypto, remember, when these cryptocurrencies, a lot of these celebrities will come out with this cryptocurrency, like, what was that drink? To the Moon.
I know what you're talking about. Yep. It was a bunch of them.
A bunch of drinks. To the Moon. They actually had no money invested in it, but they're telling you to invest in it and pumping up the value. Then the people who actually created these things take their money out. Now you're left holding back. It's happened.
And they was giving them kickbacks.
Yes.
Yes.
Or they would give the money up front, like, yo, just do this. So now you as a celebrity, people looking at you like, yo, you told me to invest in this and it was a rug pull.
Yeah, this is why I told people, let the celebrity-ish go.
Yeah.
These people do not care about you. You put too much time, not you, but you know what I mean, too much time and interest into these people by putting them on a pedestal, and you are cannon fodder. You are lunch to them, and they will throw you to the dogs for another Coca-Cola deal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you have to think for yourself and say to yourself, that person is no greater than me. Sure, you might be able to jump higher, and you translated that into some funds, which gave you more money, and I understand that. Mm-hmm. But you are no greater than me, and I am no greater than you. And as long as you take that approach, that's why I'm never celebrity bitten or...
Yeah, I've never been starstruck.
Ever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm just like, okay, I appreciate what you do. When you're on TV or you made an album, I appreciate. You keep that in perspective. Because when you do that, you put something above yourself, you're always disappointed. 99% of the time when you find out these people are not who you think they are, it's a wrap. Because now you have to hold on to that because you put too much of your energy into it. Mm-hmm. It's like following the reverend.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So Soulja Boy got charged. Lil Yachty got charged. Akon got charged. Neo got charged. Austin Malone got charged. And a porn star named Kendra Lust got charged.
Kendra Lust.
Not familiar.
Not familiar.
Not familiar. But Six agreed to pay $400,000, a settlement without admitting guilt. So they probably did that on the low.
Okay, yeah. You know, this way their name doesn't take a hit, but you got paid, you got to give that money back.
Yeah.
Somebody said, you don't think LeBron drives a Kia. Exactly.
Exactly.
You know, Shaq wasn't driving that small ass car.
He don't got the general insurance either.
Yeah, he ain't got no damn general insurance. So you know all of that's a hustle. And so watch these people who can be bought. And if they could be bought, you have to question everything they're telling you. Mm-hmm. And I told you, corporations rule everything around me. Cream. You know?
Yeah.
So, and it was a time it wasn't like that. Now it is. Even Nas.
Oh, Hennessy.
Nas went broke. A lot of people don't really know that.
Never stop. Never settle.
And he would never settle for a Hennessy. Now, they realigned him. He got his Grammy. He got his Hennessy deals. He hanging out. He got his crypto or his investment deals. And he back on top because at some point, his integrity, which I'm not against, was making him broke.
Yeah.
They kept coming to him with all kind of deals. Look, we're trying to bring you in on the other side. Look at your man Jay, son. Your man Jay Eaton and Nas had his integrity and his morals. And then his bank account went low because nobody was buying just them records. And he didn't diversify his portfolio. And then finally they said, look, man. And he was like, you know what? Hennessy. Never settle.
Never stop.
Dot, you said all that in your book. I did. And that's 20 years old. Mm. You know what I mean? So I'm standing firm on what I've always believed in. But that's the truth of the matter.
Yeah.
So, and it doesn't mean I like Nas any less than I do. But don't think I didn't peep the move.
Yeah.
When everything you was against. And then you on stage with little Nas X.
That was odd.
It's a little odd.
That was odd.
Yeah. You know what I mean? But these are the rituals that you have to go through to put yourself. Now he good.
Yeah.
And now he got back. He did all of that to go back around to start putting out dope music again. That now matters. He only got one Grammy that he just got.
Yeah.
Because he didn't want to play the game. Now he played the game. Look, nigga, you in. I ain't crazy. I know what it is.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Have you guys heard about this new deadly fungus that's spreading like wildfire? So says the CDC.
Oh, wait, we got a new one.
Got a new one, man. It's a drug resistant, potentially, this is according to just NBC News. Potentially deadly fungus has been spreading rapidly throughout the U.S. healthcare facilities. Apparently, it has like a 60% kill rate, something like that. I read
it's spreading in healthcare facilities.
Yeah,
how the hell did it get there? Shouldn't that be one of the most?
We're spreading through. So I'm guessing people are sick and then going through, and then more healthcare facilities are seeing this new trend.
Okay. All right. All right.
So.
So be aware of the new fungus.
Yeah, yeah, man. It's if it's not one thing, it's another.
Yeah, you get the fungus, nigga. It's like, got the fungi. What am I supposed to do?
I know everybody is collectively just exhausted. You know what I mean? Yo, they literally like.
Yeah, is it athlete's foot? Like, is it a worst case of that? Like, you know,
I don't know, like how you know. We talk about time travel and stuff like that. These last 3 years, we literally time traveled, like from then to now, because I can't tell you what happened in these last 3 years.
Yeah.
It just feels like it just was all one
year. But I also told you there's never a time of rest in this country.
Yeah.
There's never a time where you could breathe and just take a deep breath. And because if you have time to breathe and think, you have time to figure this out.
Yeah.
So they don't want that. So the distractions have to pile on top of each other. Somebody said in 3 days, the alien invasion it takes place. Wow, you won't be in the country at that time. Don't worry, I'll take care of Noble.
I'll be in the country.
But I'll take care. I'll pick him up, you know.
Goodness.
See, I ain't trying to steal my son from you.
I'm just saying.
I'll take him. I'll take him. Abducted by the aliens.
In case you get abducted or all travel stops and you're stranded. I will pick him up and make sure he's good.
Now it's Alien Invasion 3. Who said this?
Somebody who made a prediction years ago. One who was like, we call that predictable guy. Nostradamus kind of guys. Who said in 3 days, the 25th of March was supposed to be an alien invasion. Saw it on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
So in 3 days, just be prepared. You know, have your shank with you.
I'm tired of you.
In case you got to jig a little Martian. You know, did you see that video of the Indonesian people with the aliens? They was taking pictures with them and all?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, they was all together in the photos. You don't believe it.
See? I didn't see it.
Let's bring it back to the beginning of the podcast. Oh, but you don't believe that. But you believe Taki, whatever the hell his name is, got his ass whipped. But you don't believe that these Indonesians was down there with them aliens chilling.
That's okay, yeah.
They was chilling.
Yeah.
I believe that. How about that? Anywho.
Goodness, man.
Yeah.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Should we go to commercial break? No. Before we go to commercial break, before we get your questions ready, did you guys hear that Tasha K lost her appeal yet again to Cardi B and she has to pay that $4 million?
She has to pay the $4 million. And then I heard she apologized.
I'm sure she did.
I mean, you know, I'm not gonna pay you and apologize.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna do both.
Yeah,
you got. But I gotta pay you, okay. And we'll work out a payment plan. I'm the master at payment plans. And Mr. Biles, you owe us $1,500. I'd be like, okay, how far can I stretch that out? Over 10 years? I give you $30 a month, and I'll be finished in 2072?
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds about right. $30 a month. So $4 million, I'm going to stretch that out over when I come back to life.
Yeah.
About three lifetimes. Okay. About three lifetimes. Okay. Easy three lifetimes.
Okay.
Come on, Dot. We know what you did the last time you were here. Pay that debt. So, yeah. So, $4 million is a lot of money.
$4 million, yeah.
That's a lot of bread.
I saw her doing a commercial for one of these lawyers, Morgan & Morgan.
You better get out there and
yeah, I was just like, that's not your game. Yeah.
Because if I owe that kind of money, I'd be doing commercials too. Yeah. Hey, man. Every time I get tired, man, I drink this, right? I drink this.
Yeah.
And, man, it is. Let me tell you, man. I wouldn't lie to you, man. This is me. I wouldn't lie. You should go out and buy it.
Somebody,
I'd be selling all kind of shit.
Did y'all watch the Jared from? Yo, I can't watch it, man. I heard people talking about it and just all of the gruesome things he was talking about doing to kids and.
Yeah.
I got kids now. I mean, you know, I have a son now, and it hits different. Yeah,
yes,
I can't.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yo, I see certain stories online and it just like completely just ruins my day, but I can't do it no more.
I've been telling you for years. That's a nation of people, bigger than you think it is, and they stay on this dark net, these roads, these silver roads, and dark. They understand that dark net. They know how to use that code, and they talk freely amongst themselves because it's a safe place.
Yeah,
it could be your neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
It don't always have to be the elite. These people are weird people, so you have to protect the babies at all costs. And the world that you see is not the world that we live in.
Yeah.
I just, hey. And I'm thankful that my elders opened my eyes a long time ago. And I was able to begin to process just how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Yes. I didn't want to watch that one. Yeah. I'm just like, I'm all right.
Silk Roads. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know me. I'm all over the place with it. Yep. Silk Roads.
Somebody saw the Tasha K ad on YouTube too. Yeah. I was just like, what the hell?
Get that money, Tasha. Get that money. You got a long way to go.
Yeah.
You promote a lot more lawyers than that, but yeah. But I'm not gonna pay you and apologize.
Facts.
Unless that's the deal. Like, I really don't need your money. I want you to humiliate yourself. This is Cardi B, you know, telling her.
Yeah. Eat this rock.
Yeah. Eat this rock. Because you was talking greasy about me and Offset. And she went up there and said she was embarrassed, humiliated. She needed therapy.
Yeah, it was a...
It was bad.
Yeah, it was bad, man. And I don't know who Tosh.K had as lawyers, but they didn't do their job.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
So, $4 million it is.
$4 million. All right, so we're going to take a quick commercial break. Get your questions ready. We're going to come back. We got to talk about school shooting in Denver that happened.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We got some stuff to talk about.
Yes.
Hey, what's up? Before we get back to the show, I want to ask a quick favor. Could you please rate and review this podcast? It'll really help the podcast grow, and we truly appreciate all you guys for taking the time out to listen to us. So let's get back to the show.
And we're back.
And we are back.
And we're back. So there was a school shooting today in Denver, Colorado at East High School. Two staff members were shot, 17-year-old. They said they think did the shooting. I saw a tweet of the kid's face. It looked like a black kid.
Mm.
So
who did the shooting?
Yeah, who did the shooting?
In Denver? Wow, wow. Usually don't hear a lot about that. Well, people died?
No, I didn't hear about any fatalities yet. I just saw one is in critical condition. But I don't know, man. It feels like these things always happen around election time.
These things happen more than we hear about.
That's true, too.
You know, they only put the ones out there that they want us to hear. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's true, too.
Like, every day across America, there's a kid getting shot in school somewhere. And did you hear about the guy who they indicted 8 police officers and 4 staff members at a hospital?
Because he died. Yeah.
Suffocating a guy in a mental facility.
Yeah, yeah.
They literally suffocated him to death.
I did see that one.
The name escapes me at the time. Somebody in the chat will put it in a few minutes. And that's just horrible, bro.
Yeah, I did see that.
You know, mental health in this country is, as we know, how prevalent that is. And to have all of them people on him and he can't breathe like that was ridiculous.
Yeah, and then I feel like to deal, you know, with people, right? Your job is to deal with people. EMS, you're a cop, you work at a mental facility, you're a nurse, you work in a hospital. You have to be able, your patient's level has to be like pristine. You get what I'm saying?
Or you
kids, you get what I'm saying?
You're in the wrong position.
Exactly.
You have to love what you do, and everyone is not built. So whenever I see people in nursing homes beating the elderly,
right, or
weird stuff to children, you in the wrong profession. The job doesn't pay that much. It has to be, there's two type of people basically in terms of service to self and service to others. Service to self is you trying to come up the ladder at any means necessary.
Yeah.
And those people are easy to spot because they don't care about nobody but climbing. And service to others is just that. You're more concerned about making sure everybody, you know what I mean? So service to self, those are the wrong positions to be in.
Yeah.
So you got to kind of have to know where you are and where you stand with that. You know what I mean?
Lord knows, said Malcolm, the baby saw you get punched in the commercial and started crying. He don't want to. Thank you, man.
Ouch.
Thank you, Zach. Come on, man.
Ah, man.
Thank you, man.
I'm going to have to edit that one up. Look what is the ones I got coming? Cover his eyes.
Thank you, man.
It's going to be some car chases and shootouts in this one. I mean, 3D action, all kind of stuff.
Yeah.
If they let me breathe around here.
What are you talking about?
Yeah,
what,
you know what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about, man?
Had to step away. You are right, Black Dot.
She used to be a nurse, right?
Oh, okay. Comparison. Yes, you have to be.
Yeah.
And I know the nurses that really care and the ones who are just there to get a check, just like a teacher.
Yeah.
You could tell the teachers that you wanted to work hard for them, even if you went to a public school and the ones who were just there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I drove a bus for nearly 20 years. And some bus drivers would just race up and down the line trying to pick up nobody. And then there was the drivers who we call them operators. Difference between a driver and an operator. You know what I mean? When you become an operator, you understand that you're here to pick the people up.
Mm-hmm.
And they depend on this bus to get them where they have to go. And some people, they get on your bus every day. They want to know what to cook.
Yeah.
I'm having problems. You become that person. Mm-hmm. And then there's people who see, oh, we hate this driver. Oh, my God. God, mm-hmm. You know, so, you know, you get stuff like that. I couldn't read it. The text was very small on that one. And I had my glasses on.
You're listening to the sounds of Urban X.
Randomly ran over in Baltimore.
Damn. Question, can you guys inform me on what lizard people are? That's you. That is your...
Lizard people?
Yeah.
Like reptilians?
I'm assuming.
Okay, well, somebody asked that question on the Hulk, so I'll be addressing it on the Hulk this Saturday or Sunday.
We'll take some more questions. Let me see if I got some more stuff for us to talk about.
Though. You know?
Trump and DeSantis are going at it again. Okay?
Again?
Yeah. Well, Trump is like really... He's like really stepping it up. I think Ron DeSantis was trying to kind of be cool. Like, you know, he defended him against the Manhattan DA.
Okay,
against him.
So this is... The election is next year, no?
Election is next year, yes.
Next year in November?
Yes.
And then that president takes over January 25th.
Yes. 2025, yes.
2025.
Yes.
Oh, this is about to...
It's about to heat up.
This up.
Yeah, it's about to heat up.
It's about to heat up. Yeah, right about now. Yep.
The Democrats still haven't chosen to pick a candidate yet. They keep saying Biden's going to run again. And I don't think they should do that. But they don't want to say he's not going to run because then that kind of shows weakness.
Well, at some point, you're gonna have to
you
got
to. They have to pick. They have to pick a really good time to do this because it's like playing chicken now.
If he runs again,
he'll get smoked. He'll get like legit smoked. But I don't know who they have.
He got smoked the last time.
That's true.
Y'all don't want to deal with that. But
well, you know
smoked.
They're trying to come up with RICO charges on Trump because they said he tried to overthrow the 2020 election results, even though the election results then didn't make sense.
Which ones?
From 2020.
Yeah.
I've never seen that in my lifetime where we go to sleep and we still don't know who the damn
because
president
now we gotta
is
wait
for like
the mail-in
2 days.
Votes.
Yeah, we got
mail-in votes. And yeah,
I'm just like, nah, man, something's not right.
Yeah, something's not right.
So
it might be one Obama's wife. Obama got a wife? I didn't know that. All right. Y'all not ready for that. Ooh, y'all definitely
I don't see that.
Yeah, we're not going for that. What else is going on? Somebody asked something interesting.
I don't really see that one happening. Oh, in Arkansas, the governor, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, she signed a law prohibiting transgender students from public school bathrooms. From using the ones that they want. They have to go to the ones that they were assigned to. Yes.
I mean, come on, man.
Facts. No, I agree, man. I agree.
And I saw what's the white guy who did the whole documentary on it?
Matt Walsh.
And I sent it to you. It was a very good piece. He was saying, you guys want all the special privileges.
Yeah.
You guys want us to change our language. You guys want us to go against what we believe. You guys want all these special treatments.
Yes.
And you're saying, we the ones who wrong. We living our lives as we've been living our lives, but now you want us to accommodate you because you want to be called this. You want to change the English language. You want used whatever bathroom you decide.
Yes.
So you guys, you're a special interest group. In essence, they're a special interest group.
Yeah.
And
the population is tiny. I want to stress this.
Yeah.
That population compared to everybody on this planet, everybody in this country, it is tiny.
But let me tell you what I've been seeing lately. I've been seeing people stand up against this lately.
Listen.
I'm watching the trends, and people are going, I'm not a birther.
Yeah.
I'm not a titty drinker or whatever it is you're calling me now. I'm a goddamn woman.
Yes.
So when the women decide, all right, enough is enough.
Yes.
This was cute. When they decide, you're not going to just...
Erase
relegate
me
and call me a birther.
Yeah, or uterus haver.
A uterus haver.
Yeah, something crazy like that, yeah.
A womb occupier.
Yeah.
Just weird.
Yeah.
Weird names.
Yeah, the woman, I forget her name, she's on the Young Turks. And if you know the Young Turks, they can be like unbearable because they are like vote blue no matter who. They are literally like that. But she said, yo, I'm a woman. Don't call me anything other than that. Like,
yeah,
I'm tired of this. I can support y'all, but don't call me anything other than I'm a woman. Stop it.
Yeah.
So I agree.
A baby holder.
Yeah.
You know, all kind of weird names.
Sis, come on, bro.
But it's going to take the women.
Yes.
To go, No. You're not gonna.
Yeah, I saw a podcast clip. I don't know what show it was, but a woman, she was talking about how she was at her friend's house. Her friends all have daughters. She had a son. And all the girls, like, they wanted to, like, paint their nails. And the boy was like, I want to do it too. And she was just kind of like, wait, what the, like, mm-hmm. I don't know what I should do. But I didn't watch the rest of the video, but I was reading the commentary that was happening below it. And people were saying, like, this is what's happening as a result of all of the placating towards that community. Like, regular people are so scared that they self-correct. We talked about that.
Yeah, yeah.
They self-correct themselves. Like, I don't know what the rest of anybody here is about to say to this. Yep, so yep.
Let him do it.
Yeah, just, or let me, like, find something he could. It's you know what I mean? It's weird.
It's weird stuff.
It is weird. Six more questions. So the guy from Rick and Morty, one of the founders, one of the creators of Rick and Morty, all his charges got dropped. If you remember, his ex charged him with like sexual assault, a bunch of other stuff, and everybody dropped him and said, "Oh, like his cartoons."
He got me too'd.
Yeah, heavy. For sure. And everything got dropped, and all the charges got dropped. So I wonder if everybody will bring him back. Does he want to go back?
Well, what happens is they let a little bit of time go by.
Mm-hmm.
And if he was an asset to them, like, look at Kanye. First of all, where the hell is Kanye?
True.
He said if he disappears for long periods of time, he was cloned.
That's what you said?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Just side note. Because he returned and, like, we haven't heard anything. But Adidas was trying to, you know, reconnect with him. So if you're an asset to a company, you know.
Yeah. Somebody said, since when we on a Wednesday show? Because I'm not going to be here tomorrow.
Right. So he's not going to be here tomorrow.
Traveling
so we
business.
Wanted to make sure you got two shows. Now, next week, we only hear once.
Yeah.
Because I'm going away. Me and wifey going to get on out of here. And
we've been working hard, man. We deserve.
Yeah. We got a family reunion going off. Yeah, they fired your man, Kendrick Perkins.
That was a fake page.
Was it?
Yes. That was a fake ESPN page. It wasn't NBA Central. That was NBA Cantrell, like, or something like that. You got to read the at name. And then when you go to the page, it'll say Perry account.
I got to do all of that?
Yes.
So,
give me that.
So he's still there.
He's still there for now. He might get fired eventually because 7,000 employees, that's a lot of people.
It's a lot of people, yeah. Where's Melania Trump?
Melania Trump? Don't know. That's a good question. Like, I haven't seen her in forever.
Yeah.
Can we get a pre-recorded show? We'll have other pre-recorded content for you guys. Right? Not the show, though.
Rejecting the cash payments for the reparations. We talked about that.
We talked about that. Listen.
Don't trust Dot to do it alone. Yeah. Don't trust me anything I say. You got to verify everything I say. The older I get, I'm just, I'm the worst. You know?
Oh, man. Hey, you got your hoodie. Ordered my hoodie Monday, got here today.
Good That's what job. I'm talking about.
Good job.
Did you hear about the explosion in Texas? We did. We just spoke about it.
So apparently in Baltimore, something happened on the highway, like six construction workers got ran over.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what somebody just said in the chat.
How is Bobby Hemming? Bobby is doing good. He's doing good. Doing yoga and some other stuff now with her.
Nice.
Yep.
What about the Alaskan pipeline? I haven't heard anything about it in a while, but I heard that we are sitting on a lot of oil, that we are trying to be the ones to distribute our oil to Europe as a result.
Yeah.
And that's with the whole Nord Stream pipeline blowing up, and we had nothing to do with it. Every time they talk about it, they say America had nothing to do with that.
You know America had something to do with it. Yeah.
Where's Cuomo? No idea.
No idea what Cuomo is.
He lay low. That's smart.
What do someone do if they take everything personal like Jordan?
I feel like, so I guess it's just talking about just competitive nature, or if you just kind of,
you take everything personal,
that's ego.
That's ego. That's something internal with you that you need to deal with and learn how to control, because if you take everything personal, that means I can control you.
Yeah. And
I can get out of you what I want to get out of you, agitate you, confuse you. And in the art of war, your emotions have to be the one thing that is kept in check. And when I say war, I mean literal, figurative, any type of war, any type of battle you're going through, you got to be even keeled.
Because you ever think about just like how much when you're mad at somebody, or they slighted you in a way, and I'm not saying don't be mad, I'm not, you know, saying be stoked to everything, but I'm saying like the longer you hold on to something, you realize like, yo, that other person is not thinking about me.
Yeah.
That would.
Somebody said, why is the Jordan movie about a white man? Because the white man created Jordan.
It's not the Jordan movie. It is Jordan sneaker.
Yeah, and the white man used that sneaker
right.
to create the iconography of who Jordan was.
I think the argument, save this argument, save it. Save it for when there's an actual Jordan movie.
Right.
In my
right.
opinion, that's just me.
Yeah, this is the sneaker.
This is just the sneaker.
Which
this
began the process
yes.
of the legacy. The sneaker was that important to the legacy.
Yes, yeah. Just save that because it will happen. Like, they will make it seem
but,
like...
Right, but if you have eyes to see... And ears to hear.
Yeah, no, we understand.
There's going to be a lot of gems inside of there because prior to that, you had Converse and, you know, Adidas was trying to make a move or whatever the case may be. But it wasn't until they gave you the whole backstory and truly manufactured a sneaker for this individual who had never played the game before that his legacy went up. And then I keep telling y'all, Gatorade, Wheaties, Nike... Once all of them corporations was on his back, that became a lot of pressure, became bigger than basketball. He couldn't lose. Mm. He was sort of like the banks, too large to fail. Mm. Now, you say, well, he lost early on. Remember, Magic and Bird were still laying the foundation for their battle. So they didn't need Jordan. And Dr. J, who doesn't get talked about, was the true first ambassador of the game. But there wasn't a lot of money, but he was the true, you know, ambassador. And then when Bird and Magic took it over, go see Winning Time. It's getting ready to come back. Watch the last season on how they conspired to give you that East Coast, West Coast, a Hollywood, a blue collar situation. And once that ran its course,
yeah.
Jordan was ready to take the throne. And not only take the throne, he took it from Magic. Magic wore number 32. He wore number 23. It was just a reversal of the energy. And from that point on, Jordan was too big to lose. So when we start speaking about him winning and all of that's true. He was the most phenomenal player. Thank you, Mill Gohard.
Thank you.
But understand when somebody is too big to fail, it's important that they win. Once you get past your emotions of the player, all of his corporation. Corporations run it all.
Yeah.
And that's when, I told you, Durant beating Stephen Curry for the MVP, them yeah. 2 years,
yeah.
was big for Nike. Because Under Armour was about to, yeah. you know, make their move. And he didn't get his $1 billion deal,
yeah.
Stephen, until he won the MVP.
That's right.
Then they rewarded him with his $1 billion
that's right,
deal.
That's right.
So it's all politics, man. It's all politics.
Somebody said something. Was Kobe taken out before the pandemic? Why was Kobe taken out before the pandemic?
That's a 4-hour conversation.
Yeah.
I've had it,
yeah.
bits and pieces, but the Bishop, I forget the name of his site, YouTube channel, did the best job I had ever seen on somebody break that down. You know,
yeah.
Spirituality something is the name of his YouTube channel, and he's the Bishop. He got receipts, and he put together some stuff that blew my mind. So I would definitely have you tune in. And he did that 2 years ago, and all of it checked out, as far as I'm concerned.
Aaron Kamani said, did y'all hear about the UN report on the worst documented report on climate change and the weather will get adversely worse in the next 10 years? You know what's crazy? I read a report that...
Bishop Larry
Gathers.
Yeah, yes. Thank you.
So I read a report that, you know, when they talk about like climate change, they always reference the polar bear population in the world, right? And they say it's less than 5,000. We got less than 10. The polar ice caps, they melt in. Mm-hmm. And apparently the polar bear population has increased. They got like 23,000 in the wild right now.
Okay, so they good.
Yeah.
So they up.
So people are going, okay, so the argument for climate change...
Has to shift to somewhere else.
Has to shift to somewhere else. And they quietly don't even talk about that anymore.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? It's
Magic blew it when he signed with Converse over Nike, but he didn't understand what stock was. They were giving him 100,000 shares.
Yeah, he was, he's, how old was he, 28?
Yeah, 20 years old, coming out of, you know, Michigan.
He didn't understand what shares were.
And Converse put money on the money was good on the wood.
Yeah.
And at that age, that money got to be good on the wood. So he didn't know. Now that stock would have been worth $5 billion or $6 billion.
Yeah.
But in hindsight, yeah, he didn't know.
20-year-old dude from Michigan.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're not
a new company you never heard
of. Never heard of. You,
they don't want to pay you up front, but they want to give you shares? Nah.
And exactly. Like Nike wasn't, it wasn't even like Nike was an established brand yet. But and even back then, like, do you understand the power of personal brand? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That you don't know any of that.
Yeah, so you can't really blame him. It's fun to look back on hindsight and go, damn, you messed that up.
Yeah, sure. But, I messed up a lot of money in my day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I had a chance to get down with, what's that nasty drink?
Body Armor.
Body Armor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I had a chance to get down.
Kobe got down with them.
Kobe got down and got paid. I remember when the dude was starting that out.
Yeah, but it was nasty at first. It was good now.
That shit was nasty. It was probably good now.
It's good now, yeah.
They tweaked the formula, but had I known, again.
Yo, weirdly enough, so if you are a new mother out there and you're having problems breastfeeding and, like, you know, producing milk, Body Armor helps.
Really?
Yo, Avery was a cow, bro. She was a milk-producing machine.
On the Body Armor.
On the Body Armor, yeah.
See, that's probably...
Had fridges added, everywhere, just milk everywhere.
That's probably an added feature that they didn't even know existed.
Yeah.
See how that works? Yeah.
I didn't even know about that.
Yeah.
It was milk everywhere. I couldn't get away from
it. Yeah, trust me. I've been in it. It was just everywhere.
Everywhere.
Just
God damn.
Frozen milk. Yeah. Milk here. Milk there. Milk
with
there.
The date on it. We got to use that before.
Yeah, before that. That one. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the coconut water. That might be
Mama Dot, if you offered Dot a hall pass, would he take it?
Yo, listen. No, I first of all, I'll be way too suspicious of it. Obviously, this is a complete setup. And then above all of that, No, I wouldn't. Because somebody, he asked me the same thing. Absolutely not.
Hell no. By my wife, she giving me a hall pass? Nigga, you crazy?
Hell no.
If that ain't the ultimate setup, no, go ahead. No, I can just go. Just do. Yeah, come on. You deserve it.
Yeah.
You've been working hard. You pay all the bills for the kids. I'm a little tired. Just go get you a couple of, you know, shorties and go to Miami. Just make it happen. Yeah. You know, when you get tired of laying them out, just come on home. Really?
Yeah. Wait, time out.
Okay.
Strawberries is causing hepatitis. What the hell is happening here?
Strawberries is causing hepatitis. Are the strawberries tainted?
What's going on here, bro?
Are they tainted?
I'm tired of this, man.
Yeah, this is crazy.
I'm tired of this, man.
I'm not gonna lie. This is goddamn crazy.
It's exhausting.
Fellas, so your wife offer you that, don't do it. Don't do it.
Somebody saying Jody around the corner. Exactly.
Yeah, don't do that.
Jonathan Major says he'll wear a wedding dress for the Rodman role. I'm sure.
What?
Apparently he's supposed to play Dennis Rodman in the movie, Jonathan Majors.
Oh, and they're going to make him wear a dress? Okay.
Well, it's supposed to be that time. Remember he had that 2 days
out of Vegas? Yeah.
It's supposed to be about that. There was a recall on frozen berries.
Yeah. Can't eat nothing, man. We got frozen berries.
Yeah, God damn it.
We make smoothies and shit.
At Costco's, okay. We.
And do I go to Costco?
Yeah.
Shit. I got a membership. Shit. No, I think we stopped going to Costco's. We go to BJ's.
Malcolm about to be on some plate. It's tomorrow. That's why he got the cut. Nah, listen, it's a professional setting. Coriel's going to be there. David Shands is going to be there.
Yes.
Bunch of other people. I'm kissing babies and shaking hands and meeting
and
people.
And being clean and representing
networking
our culture.
And representing the UrbanX brand, y'all.
Black Dot, top four baseball players you ever seen. Ken Griffey Jr., Reggie Jackson. I like Derek Jeter. And give me Manny Ramirez. I like him.
Manny Ramirez? He was good. He was good. Really, really good.
I would take those four. I was a big Reggie Jackson fan growing up. You know.
Trader Joe's too? What the hell?
Trader Joe's? That's the poor man's Whole Foods.
Trader Joe's is fire, bro.
It's the poor man's Whole Foods, though.
I like it better than Whole Foods.
And they got them weird lines you got to stand on.
Yeah.
It's like people in there working off their bill. Like, you know, you ain't got no money, but if you work 3 hours, you can get 2 bags of groceries and shit. Some weirdos in there, man. Yeah, I've been to Trader Joe's. Some weirdos in there too, man.
Nah, I don't get paid. I get groceries and shit.
Whatever. Man. Pay me in cash, man. Pay me in cash.
Oh, that's funny. That is funny. Somebody said whole check, whole paycheck foods.
Yeah, man. It is whole paycheck foods. Yeah. Yeah. I come out there with three bags. That's $2.50.
Yeah.
And one time I was in line and they was like, that'll be $2.75, sir. And I can't go, what?
Yeah. You just gotta, because everybody else.
Yeah, everybody's just like, well, huh?
Yeah.
That's a great deal. You know, I'm like, great deal.
Yeah.
I go to AP&P and get two shopping carts. Yeah. Shit.
ShopRite.
Come out, ShopRite. I got two carts. Yeah. But that's what happened when you want to so-called eat healthy.
Exactly.
And that's all a scam.
And with that being said, guys.
With that being said.
Thank you, Maestro Fresh West. Thank you for the super chat. We appreciate that. You know what I'm saying?
Mama Dot, you ever had a stalker? Anybody ever stalk you, Mama Dot? You've been a stalker. Yeah, she told me some stories. Mama Dot crazy. She was stalking nigga. I'm like, I'm glad you got that out your system before we met, girl, because you stalking people, that you know. Funny.
Yeah, guys, with that being said, we will see you guys next week. Members, we're going to do an after show. Quick after show.
Okay, quick after
quick
show.
Quick after show. Talk me into it. Because I got to go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Quick after show. All right, so we'll see you guys in a little bit. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend and subscribe. We're on the road to 100K.
Yeah, those who are not members, see you.
Yes, if you want to become a member, urbanx.nyc, because we got some stuff. He's going to have another live.
Yep, this get you weekend. A shirt, too, a
get
hoodie.
Get you a hoodie, 50% off.
Joshua all embossed hoodies. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. 50% off all embossed hoodies. And yeah,
peace. You're not going to get that nowhere else but here.
Peace.
Yeah.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.